thresholds. Freedom, lust of the soul, thanks be given it, thanks, thanks be given, if it be no dream. Still, though, alas, among the stars, lost is the pole star. I bid my sails search and search. Lost in the stars is the body of bodies, alchemical, and lost in the stars is your pale, aching body, innocent, still untouched by me, a love lived in the mind, like the lunar grin of a lemon peel in a glass, or like the music from a dance band in an empty hall, unconnected to anything. I bid my sails search, alas, freedom. I did not want to look. The glare bothered my eyes. It was like staring into a sunny street through a window, and then seeing the window frame as a dark silhouette everywhere else. I loved a green demon, a boy with long lashes changed into a stag, and in the heart of the stag there was a green demon who laughs. There he was, a green, upright demon in the heart of the boy. He may have tender eyes at times, but he doesn't care at all. In his heart, he doesn't care about anyone or anything at all. Of course, I refuse to recognize him, a pope to the very last. But at the last minute, just before graduation, we took off our masks. Goody Two-Shoes at last dances barefoot with his green demon, exhausted by anticipation and joy and writhing hate. Tell me your secret. Is it true you too have a vocation? And I, at this point, I can go either way. And you? Is it true about you? It was the season when the most serious of us were going to be priests. Yes, I'm going to St. Mary of the Woods. Will I see you there, too? And then something in him made him laugh. The mocking green demon. If I don't, tell the Pope, leave me alone. I'm not crazy. Our green demons laughed so hard at that they rolled over on their heads and laughed in that position. Poised in the air, upside down, like the crazy priests of Lord Shiva who danced about on their hands. Boy saved at last. How I hung round him like the clapper of a bell, under the aloe-lit depths of the sea, an unsubduable sound. Over the hurdles, did you know I pursued you? In the third heat, the day you won 4 medals, while I could not cease running after your eyes, your lips, and that track meet, as if I were running for a ribbon in a lost city, and ran more like those who win than those who lose. The boy changed into a stag, is hunted through forests and snowfields. The boy changed into Akhenaten, clamors at the gates of the dead. There's little Polly Forrester in the next cell, called out one night, he had such a dream, that thousands of students, Horky, Muskie, and me, were all of us locked up in coffins of black. And by came a king who had a bright key, and he opened the coffins and set us all free. Then naked and white, leaping, laughing we run, and wash in the river and shine in the sun. I had been up in the mountains so long I didn't know how to get down without breaking my neck. But you helped. In the drunken June sun before we departed forever, in front of everyone, you got me down on the floor of the cattle truck that was taking us home, It was the senior picnic. We'd been swimming in the Mississippi, and were still in our trunks, and I still did not deign to recognize another soul with a glance. You showed them who was master. You showed them what you could do with me, your slave, your dog, your prayer mat of flesh. You locked me into a hold I would never escape. My neck swelled up like a tumor, and tossing me about like a calf heaved on the scales or the block, you kneaded me into supple Italian bread, showing me how you would ride a Brahma or snap the horns of a heifer. You dug your heels into my sides, and to make me yell, you bit into my neck, treating it as you would treat a peach or a sweetmeat. But I didn't yell. I shuddered and wavered like a fountain in the wind, my being held in this way by someone more real than myself, made a sound in my throat very much like an accordion when the clip has been unlatched and it opens by itself and sighs with relief. Green demon, under your slow, heaving wheel rack of flesh, see, I was beginning to see. Even as a god who rows across a lake, standing and rowing with a slow, heavy, gondolier motion at the one curved oar, dipping it into the deep, knows for the first time the endless ache of flesh in all men. There in that agony for an instant transfigured, the world, which had seemed as dull and brownish-gray and nauseous as the look and taste of a plant called devil's weed, suddenly split under my eyes to reveal a bright world within. From the river like giants emerging, brightly leafed and limbed and lit by the sun. Wheel out of the wheel of the wheel of the wheel, into a vast space which is more or less real. O dual nature, howling like a whirlwind through all things, steered and steering all things through all things. In the shaman and the Brahman, the god is striding through both realms, like the beasts prowling the rook-enchanted, rose-embowered arches. Come then again, fathers, wash in the river and shine in the sun. Say the mass of Abraxas, the Lord up and down. O men, women, you who sit in the desert waiting at evening or pace the straight alcoves to the baying of dogs, I am your partisan. You are not alone. Vocation of seeing. You are waiting for the shaman to make you whole again. And in the desert door, the sacred herbs are singing. Shaman, surgeon at the sutures of the undefiled, you are the guide who can lead us back to the wild. O man, woman, the birds and the beasts see their bride. You can speak to them now if only you will. Ambiguous ones, you have put the fruit back in the tree. Nourish it now, that it may live and grow and sing with birds. And sing the split reed of union, O my lost ones, wide-mouthed to the wine-mothering sun. For once more the poet has given a mouth to his Amazon, and once more the poet has cast an eye on his storm-mouthed.